Jim Gossage in the chair. 1300 736 736 is the open line number for Werribee Kia and Temper Text Machine, which is always busy. 0433 98 11 16. Temper, a mattress like no other. Plenty going on in the world of basketball, and none better to speak to than Chris Anstey for a McCafe coffee catch up. Don't forget, add a McCafe coffee to your breakfast for chances to win the Monopoly game at Macca's. Chris, appreciate your time, mate. Ben Simmons is back in the news, and well, I reckon he could be back at the 76ers after all, probably with his tail between his legs.
Hello, Gossier. Well, I'd probably be doing the same thing if I was going to miss out on 360 grand odd every few days. I did read a quote from somebody to say the way Ben went about it, probably not ideal. If you want to be able to sit out and get traded, you turn up and behave like not a nice bloke and make them, and let them tell you to leave instead of not turning up. So, yeah. No, they withheld $8.5 million and I'm sure Ben would much prefer that in his pocket than someone else's. So as you say, I would imagine it'll be tail between the legs for a little while. I can't see him being the most engaged in performing well for Philadelphia, but look, he'll get traded. It's just a question of when, and I see this as Ben making sure that he maximises his contract and more so than it is helping Philadelphia be successful.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that it looks as like Joel Embiid might have been taken in by the front office too, and just to maybe just temper his animosity towards him by saying, oh, look, we're a better team with him. That's what he said. I think it was a quote yesterday. We're a better team with Ben.
Yeah, well, I think any team in the world or most teams in the world would be a better team with Ben. At the same time, you don't want someone who doesn't fit in to the cohesion of the group. So, look, Philadelphia, whoever they end up trading Ben for are going to challenge for a title, but credit to Daryl Morey and their front office for not, settling for something less than what Ben's worth. And I think it set a really good precedent for the NBA that that player can't just not turn up, dictate a trade, and really hold the team the hostage. So I do know for a fact there've been other front office presidents and general managers really supportive of the way Philadelphia have handled this by withholding your salary. And it's, they did need to take a stand. They did. And it's going to be very interesting. I can't wait to see if he does pull on a uniform what it looks like. But we'll find out very, very soon.
Is he damaged goods, Chris? Is he damaged goods? And will it take time for him to dust off the reputation? Now, this might not be Ben's action. It might be being badly advised. And if he's been badly advised, he needs to get a new manager.
I think you've nailed it with the advice he's getting. I don't think it's been the best. Brian Gorgensen said it really well in and around having Ben possibly involved in the Olympic campaign, that it wasn't so much that he knew Ben would clearly make the Boomers a better team on the floor. He wanted to make sure Ben was able to see, touch and feel Patty Mills and Joe Ingles and the type of culture they were building, so that if Ben did want to be a part of it in the future, he'd seen it. And that's, I think, what Ben needs. He needs to be around an environment that, he's grateful for his strengths, because in everything we talk about Ben not shooting the ball and being nervous on the free throw line, but I tell you what, the list of things he can do better than most people in the world is much longer than the things he can't. So he does need a fresh start. I hope he gets it. I'd love to see him play for the Boomers. I'd love to see him be successful in the NBA. And I don't think he's damaged goods. He's had some bad advice. But I think as a sporting nation here in Australia, we want to embrace Nick Kyrgios. We hope he gets better. And I think Ben's sort of trending towards a similar situation. He's not our favourite athlete at the moment, but he's an incredible athlete. And we're all hoping he turns around a little bit, because I think we want to love him.
Well, he just fell in love on SAS Australia with Sam Burgess, John Stephenson and Mark Philippoussis, who are the three.
There you go.
three, and even Yana Pittman. So there's four very different sports people over the journey that we've been love-hate relationships with for whatever reason. You don't have to change your opinion of that. And they seem to have done okay out on the publicity trail through SAS Australia. So you never know, we might see Ben Simmons on there. Hey, Kyrie Irving's been sidelined by the Nets until vaccination status. It's no longer an issue. It's a big call to make, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, there's been a little bit of a murmur, but, I've sort of been in my mind for a few months now. I think that'd be the perfect trade. He's straight up Ben Simmons for Kyrie Irving, where Kyrie can come down to the Philadelphia 76ers, make them better, be able to participate in practices and home games, and only miss a few on the road in the States that won't allow him to play. And, of course, what does Ben Simmons look like next to James Harden and Kevin Durant and Patty Mills? It's it could be a win-win. Look, it may not happen, and it's never that simple, but on paper, it'd be something that would be fascinating to have a look at. And I know there's conversations happening, but yeah, look, Kyrie, it's not the first time he's been in the middle of something controversial and putting himself ahead of the team. But at the same time, you know, it is a tricky situation, anything that revolves around COVID, because we're all going through this for the first time. And, you know, even those who know best are probably still guessing in some regards. So we'll let it play out and we'll see what happens. But certainly, you know, you're right, it's a big story.
It is. It is a very big story. And one of the beneficiaries out of all of this could be Paddy Mills. He might get more game time.
Absolutely, it will. And I'll tell you what, there's probably not many people on the planet playing better than Paddy was at the Olympic Games only a few months ago. So I tend to feel he'd find his way into the rotation off the bench and be a key guy anyway. But you're right, he might step straight into Kyrie Irving's starting spot on a championship contender. And wouldn't we all love to see that?
No doubt. NBA, of course, as we know, starts next week, and we've had a bit of a taste of the preseason competition. What impact do you think Aussie Josh can have in the NBA? Still a teenager, but he's certainly showing in the preseason that, you know, he's going to have an impact when he does get court time. But are we getting a bit over-the-top excited, or do you think he's going to have an impact?
Both. I think he'll definitely have an impact, and the Oklahoma City Thunder won't be very good this year, so he'll have the opportunity to play. And we tend to forget the fact that, to the best of my knowledge, Josh is the youngest player in the NBA. He's only just turned 19 years old, so he's a baby. But even in watching his preseason performances so far, you can already tell that he belongs. He passes the ball great. His vision's fantastic. Some of the improvement is going to come through his physical development, just a little bit stronger and a little bit bouncier. But he's in the right spot to be able to develop that. So I can't wait to see him play. I think he's going to be a lot of fun for Australians to watch, both in the NBA and at the Olympic Games, for a lot of years.
Hey, I don't want to sound like I'm a parochial West Australian, but I am.
but you are, yeah.
And it upsets a few people. But James Ennis hasn't got himself, I'm led to believe, onto an NBA list. And Greg Hyatt floated yesterday on in WA that he could do a lot worse than come down and play again for the Perth Wildcats to stake his claim.
I did see that. It worked last time for him, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Can you imagine James Ennis running alongside Bryce Cotton in a Wildcats uniform? It'd be intimidating, wouldn't it? I would love to see a player of his caliber back in the NBL. And one thing the NBL has done is it has absolutely proven that it's a successful pathway for not only the next stars and the young players to get a shot at the NBA, but established players. Jock Landale, it took him coming back to the NBL to get his shot at the NBA. There have been others over the way as well, even our imports. Kiefer Sykes, who played last season for the Phoenix, is currently on Indiana's roster. So it is absolutely, if he doesn't pick up an NBA gig, why not?
Yeah, very true. So if you're, I know preseason predictions are fraught with danger until we know rosters and all that sort of stuff, or full-blown rosters and injuries, and anything can happen in the next week before things get busy. Who are you tipping, Anstey? Who are the teams to beat?
I think it's always going to be the big clubs. It's going to be Melbourne. It's going to be Perth. It's going to be Sydney. And I think any team that Brian Gorgian coaches is always going to be a tough out on any given night. But maybe I'm a little bit Melbourne biased, like you're Perth biased, but I can't wait to see how Dally goes for Melbourne United, because he's very, very different to the stereotypic import point guard that most teams in the NBL have. He's bigger than them. He's not quite as explosive as them, but his IQ is off the charts. So I'm fascinated to see how he, I guess, adjusts his game back to the NBL, because it will be a difficult one that might take him a little bit of time. But he's someone I'm really interested to watch over the first month and see what United are going to look like.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Their teams are cranking up. Of course, the fixture's been released and it's been shifted. December start now and a conference set up. Do you like that?
I like the fact that they've pushed it back to try to maximise crowds. I like what they did with the New Zealand Breakers, where they've shifted the majority of their home games to the second half of the season to allow them to play in front of crowds as well, especially after the year they've just had where they didn't get any. So, look, there are smarter people than me that do the fixture, but if we can get crowds in with the quality of basketball we're going to have in the NBL this year, I just can't wait to go and have a look when we can.
Yeah, 100%. And NBL Commissioner Jeremy La Liga has revealed that 99% of the league's players are vaccinated against COVID-19. So they're all on
board. So one guy isn't.
Yeah, exactly. I think, well, he's a New Zealand bloke, isn't he? The bloke and his brother.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyway, we'll find out. Mate, appreciate your time and we'll chat again soon.
Anytime, Goss, love to.
Chris Anstey, very, very good. Nose across all things NBA and all things NBL. So we appreciate that for McCafe Coffee to your breakfast. Don't forget you can add a McCafe Coffee. Brilliant stuff. I have one every Friday and Monday morning when I'm working with Gilchrist. I buy him the coffee every Friday and Monday. That's right. He has not bought a McCafe Coffee yet in the time we've been working together. Seriously. What sort of team are we? Let us know. I'd love to get your opinion on the NBL and how your team's going, or even in the NBA. If you've got a team in the NBA that you follow, let us know and text away onto the Temper Text machine. This is Dwayne's World. Tim Gossage in the chair.